As Congress moves to reopen the federal government after the six-week shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, economists are starting to take stock of what the impact is on the U.S. economy. Many expect that growth will be cut by as much as half in the final 3 months of the year, and they see several reasons that the shutdown will hit the economy. One is that over a million federal workers have gone without paychecks. So that means less spending on restaurant meals, less spending on travel, delayed purchases of larger things like cars or furniture. People are unlikely to spend on those large items when they don't have a paycheck. A lot of it will be made up when the government reopens and federal workers do get back pay. But many economists estimate that as much as a fifth of the impact will be permanent. Another impact is the interruption to food stamp, or what's now called SNAP benefits. And while many of the 42 million Americans who receive SNAP have gotten some of their November benefits, some of that was delayed and in many cases disrupted, and that's likely to also slow down consumer spending. One other impact of the shutdown is that all of the government data on the economy was cut off, and this is the data that the Federal Reserve relies on to make its decisions about whether or not to cut interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said late last month that with economic data interrupted, the Fed might not cut its key rate when it meets in early December.